Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guests, politics and religion. They walk into a bar and we see Senator Chris Coons there. He's with us on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Hey, Senator, thanks for carving out time on a busy day. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Dom. It's great to be on with you again.
Well, we played the podcast you were on with Senator Lankford, and I know you're working on something with him in a minute, but you had written an article or you were interviewed, I forget now, most provocative subject, the claim being that Senator Coons knows a lot of these big-time progressives who got into politics because of their religious background. It was a large influence, and you want them or hope that they will start to acknowledge that and talk about that. Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, I mean, I just think one of the points I made in this interview with James and another interview we did on, I think it was Trinity Broadcasting out of Oklahoma, was that there's an increasing number of young people in America, particularly those on the left, who have no religious affiliation and who view religion as a negative thing, who view churches and faith mm-hmm. more broadly as a negative thing. And the comment I made in passing was that, Senator Lankford of Oklahoma, James and I, we are the co-chairs of the weekly Senate prayer breakfast. And if the average voter on the left in the Democratic Party knew who comes to that, because it is an important part of their life and it's an important part of how they continue to serve, they'd be surprised. And whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, you know, we'll let the public decide. But Democrats increasingly hesitate to talk about their faith and hesitate to talk about it motivating their interest in service. And, you know, look, there's legitimate big differences between conservatives and liberals or Republicans and Democrats or however you want to divide us over how we should act on it. But the idea that someone like James and I, we read the same Bible, we pray to the same mm-hmm. God, and we recognize the same Savior, and we talk about our obligation to serve and to help and to tend to others, we have very different policy proposals, and I think that's fine because, you know, the Bible is a religious document, not a political document. It doesn't say exactly how governments should be organized or exactly how societies should be run. But it has profound implications for the choices mm-hmm. that we make. And I just think it's a good thing for the general public to realize that you've got a group of two dozen, some days three dozen, senators who spend an hour listening to each other. And, you know, of a wide range of backgrounds. We've got Catholic and Mormon. We've got Episcopal. We've got, you know, Reformed Jewish and Conservative Jewish. We've got a very wide range of views.
Well, I take you at your word because talking with your guy and my own sense of conversations with you here, you are a legitimate guy on this. And those people that come weekly, I don't think they'd be faking it either. But
yeah,
it seems to be, more than seems to be, my perception of the National Party is they only go, the National Democrat, I'm talking about people that run for president or top leadership, mm-hmm. the only time they seem to go to religion is when it fits something that is social justice oriented in some government program way. You don't hear that talk too often. Mrs. Clinton a little bit did talk about her faith over the course of her career, I think. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to hear that, but I can tell you a lot of conservatives think that, well, President Obama, for example, doesn't strike me as a religious figure. I don't know if he is or not. What do you say to that? That it seems like few Democrats that really rise to that level are actually doing what some of these senators are.
You know, Dom, I am in an environment that is very partisan, and mm-hmm. there are lots of people. I was the co-chair of the National Prayer Breakfast last year, and I'll be co-chair again with James next year. I have lots of folks who criticize or question President Trump's faith and its sincerity. I've heard lots of people question or criticize President Obama's faith and its sincerity. I don't think that's something that's appropriate for me to do. It's not my place okay. to question whether someone, you know, someone goes to church or goes to synagogue or goes to mosque and comes forward and says, I read this, I believe it, I pray, and it has an a positive influence on my values and my views. I'm going to take that at face value and let others, you know, I think that's sort of in someone else's hands, okay?
All righty. Let me give you a particular here and tell me, though, if this comes down to different viewpoints versus being informed by faith. I happen to think with Little Sisters of the Poor, outfits like that, I believe strongly there's got to be a broadened space in the public sector for their objection to issues like contraceptives and all that. Would you say that that would be a core if you actually have religious faith to me, or am I just looking at it from my lens?
You're looking at it from your lens, and that is, and please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. You know, Catholic teaching on this issue is clear, and is, you know, long established and rooted across changes, you know, from pope to pope and from decade to decade. And I deeply respect that that is a core piece of Catholic teaching. There are other Christian denominations that do not take the same view, either of the intersection between religious free expression or on the sanctity of life at contraception. And I think these are legitimate differences between Christian denominations in terms of how they read the same Bible.
Okay, let me press a little bit. I don't think I'm being quite, and I accept what you're saying. On the issue of abortion, I would agree with you about limitations and all that. That's a different perspective. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I would think people of faith are going to give a wider berth to allowing people to practice their faith,
yes,
even if there's a bit of discomfort here of what they're doing that other organizations may not be doing. Like, you know, the president seemed to say before freedom of worship, I believe in freedom of religion. I think we're pushing religion out of the public sector. And I'm not talking about abortion. I'm talking about the right to make religious decisions if you truly are a person of faith.
Well, and that this gets back to the previous topic we were talking about, which is some folks, you know, want to have their faith be a daily, visible, active part of their public service. Others want to be quiet and private mm-hmm. about it, but have it still inform the decisions they make. I try and chart sort of a middle path in that, where I don't in any way conceal from the folks who've elected me my background, my values, my priorities. James and I are the only two senators who are divinity school graduates. I will, with some frequency, quote scripture, not exclusively Christian scripture, mm-hmm. but, you know, in public remarks. But I also recognize that ours is a secular republic, meaning the government doesn't establish any particular religion. Our government was also founded by people who, from the very beginning, you know, the sessions of Congress in Philadelphia were opened in prayer. There is a chaplain in the United States Senate. Every day, the sessions of the Senate begin with prayer. So I don't see a tension between recognizing the historical importance and the current relevance of religious faith, but I still try to do things, say things, and act in ways that make it clear that people who don't have religious faith are fully welcome and included citizens, and their opinions are equally worthy of respect as people who share my exact faith or who share faith broadly. And the point you're trying to make, I think, Dom, I don't mean to put words in your mouth, is that one of the ways that you would measure whether a president or a senator or a mayor is sort of walking the walk is whether they are fighting for religious free exercise, religious liberty,
exactly,
and how our
that's
public
it.
Life has
yes.
worked out.
That's exactly
you know, if you look at the things that Senator Lankford and I have done together, one of them was a resolution promoting international religious freedom. And another was a resolution recognizing the Museum of the Bible. And we may have different views on exactly what's the right way for us to promote religious freedom domestically or internationally, but it is a priority for me. It is an important issue to me. It's one that I wrestle with and that I think is difficult and important. The other thing I wanted to mention before we both have to go was that I was pleased that Senator Toomey and I were able to come together and to introduce a bill in Philadelphia, I think 2 weeks ago now. You know, Senator Toomey and I have different views on a very wide range of issues, you know, economic issues, social
exactly.
issues. But Senator Toomey is someone who I found if I go to him with an idea and a suggestion and we work on it and work on it and work on it, we will come up with something that gets broad support. This is a bill that would simply make sure that in every state in the country, if someone who is prohibited from buying a weapon by law, so a convicted felon, someone who's been adjudicated mentally ill, goes into a gun store, lies on the form, and tries to buy a gun, that should be reported to state law enforcement so that they can take appropriate action. This strikes, and it's been endorsed by a very wide range of both law enforcement groups and then some of the groups that are organizing and active to try and reduce gun violence. I love moments like that when I have an opportunity with someone who's from a close state. You know, we've been in the Senate about the same amount of time. I'd prefer to focus on the areas where we can agree and where we can pass something and where we can get something done. And so the value that I get from being with Senator Langford is partly just the personal joy of having someone who's also a parent, who's got young kids, who's struggling with the work-life balance. And we have amazing conversations just as people, as friends.
Well, I hope to have both of you on at once. Let's see if we can work on that.
We should work on that. But he's also someone like Pat Toomey, where even though we have big differences in our voting record and our policy proposals, if we just keep trying, we will find places where we can legislate together.
Absolutely. Yeah. Senator, thank you so much for carving out time today. We appreciate it.
Great to be on with you again, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.